Blog Thanks, Talk Kate. Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Another edition of the T2P. I'm your co-host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can download and listen to our featured guests as they make their path towards the 2024 NFL Draft. And one of the young men making their way towards that next level is the standout Boise State offensive lineman, also time at Washington State, all-mountain stud. It's none other than Cade Beresford. Cade, welcome to the show, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
Good. Thank you for having me on. I just got done with training and stuff and heading home, so.
Kind of take us through it. So you're not worried about going to classes and spring ball. You're preparing for the draft. Kind of take us through what's the day like right now for you.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. You're right, not having classes and definitely just getting to, you know, enjoy some time. And, right now we have running at 9, and then we lift at 1, and then a bunch of recovery stuff in between and outside of that, and I'm just trying to get our bodies ready for whatever comes next. So,
and that what comes next part, for you, Cade, when does it kind of sink in? I mean, you could have started your career at Washington State, and things don't pan out, or, you know, you never become the guy that we're talking to today. When do you got to get the sense that, you know, you have the talent and the notice to get, you know, get drafted and make a career at the next level?
Yeah, I think just kind of going over to Boise State and being in front of some great coaches and some great teammates really helped me out a lot. And having the opportunity to start for 2 years at Boise State is no joke, and I was very fortunate to have that opportunity. So just kind of when I went over to Boise, I started to notice I, you know, had the talent for it, and I'm just going to see what happens from here on out.
Yeah, and then all these all-mountain west accolades afterwards, and now we're talking to you. I got to ask, the height, the size, was that something that you had at a very early level, and were you more the bigger athletic kid at the same time? And one more, I guess, on top of that, was football your sport?
Yeah, so growing up, I was a super skinny kid. I had the height, but, you know, not the strength and the weight that I wanted, so that definitely took some time, and started to take, you know, weightlifting serious, eating serious throughout high school, and, you know, made this thing, you know, about getting into college and having an opportunity in college. And I was more of a basketball player growing up, so football was almost, you know, secondary. So, yeah.
So when do you kind of make the choice, I guess? What maybe make the choice for you that, you know, the gridiron rather than the hardwood is going to be your path towards, you know, your development as an athlete?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know this. I was a quarterback in high school up until my junior year of high school. Never was the greatest at it, you know. Never, you know, couldn't throw the ball well, wasn't the most accurate. So my dad was a lineman at Boise State, and it kind of was just something that happened with me and my head coach for my high school team. And you know, it's kind of a joke at first switching over to O-line, but over time I started to, you know, really think about it and just thought it would be the best overall decision for me if I wanted to get to the next level. And I knew, you know, basketball playing at 6'7", you're not going to be a post playing basketball, you know, at that size. So, yeah.
Now, I especially high school kids, we do some high school stuff. And, I mean, was that a hard – I mean, because you're the quarterback. Everybody wants to be the quarterback. I mean, you're the star of the school. Was that a lot of convincing for you to kind of make that choice, or was it something you just kind of went along with?
It was kind of something, you know, I never had the weight, but I thought if I really committed to it and decided to put on some good weight and hit the weight series that I could, you know, truly make that transition. So never really thought about it until high school, but it was something that kind of just came up, and I was really convinced that with my size and, you know, being told by other people that I had the opportunity to do it, and I didn't know what it would be like at first, a transition, but not well, just, I mean, basketball helps a lot, and then, you know, putting on that weight wasn't the worst thing in the world, but it definitely was hard. There were some rough days, eating a lot of food and protein shakes and all that, but it worked out, so.
Yes, it did. Once again, the All-Mountain star, Cade Beresford, here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. Now, there's a reason you're on the program. You are a 2024 draft prospect. If the scouts are breaking down your tape, Cade, they're watching your film, what do you think they're going to love about you? I guess, what do you bring to that guard tackle position where they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
Yeah, I think one thing Boise State prides himself on, and especially as an O-line unit, is finishing every play. You know, even if you get beat, your guy gets upfield, finding another man down the field and, you know, finishing the play every single time so we can, you know, have that pull for our running back and create second chances for our running back and, you know, give them that advantage so, you know, our players can go out and get yards. And I just think having that blue-collar talent is huge, and it's a tradition that Boise's carried on for so long.
Nice, and that tradition is something your father had him as well. How much did you do you kind of use him as a teaching tool, knowing that your father was a Bronco as well?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely helps out a lot, and he's able to come to all the games, and you know, especially because Boise's not far from, you know, the Seattle area, he can either drive or, you know, fly over. So it's pretty cool for him to be able to see it and, you know, help me out and, you know, see things that, you know, I don't necessarily see when he's watching me. So just to have him in my corner and, you know, a dad that played O-line is, you know, pretty unique, and not many people get, you know, that opportunity to have, you know, someone like that helping you out. But, yeah, he definitely is a huge supporter, so.
Yeah, that's definitely something that definitely has to be a benefit. Now, how about this one? Now, this is your show. We do know the guys at the next level listen in terms of scouts, personnel, et cetera. What could go unnoticed about your game? Maybe some of the systems and schematics of the Boise State offense, you know, maybe you didn't pull as much or do certain things. Team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, great in the community. What else do you have to say about yourself that's positive that these scouts need to know that they're just not going to see on tape?
I think one thing I pride myself on is watching a lot of film. I know throughout the day I'd have practice in the morning, we'd have meetings, all that, and then I'd stay there throughout the whole day and just break down film on our next opponent and, you know, watch previous games, just find ways to improve my game. And, you know, even whether it's NFL film, finding NFL tackles to watch that I can, you know, try to relate my game to the best I can, and, you know, taking little tips from them and implementing, you know, into my game, and always just trying to find ways to improve how I play and not being satisfied with where I'm at, whether it's, you know, what I'm doing well or what I'm not doing so well.
Nice. When you this is one of my favorite questions to ask. Is there something you could share where all week you're watching tape and then Saturday rolls around and what you kind of see comes to fruition? And it doesn't mean you mentioned it or saw something where it changed the game and, you know, the Broncos threw a 90-yard pass, but just something integral where you know, and now the rest of the audience is going to know what you saw defensively that might have kind of been just a little bit of a benefit or a factor to helping that offense.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell sometimes by, you know, defensive line stance, key giveaways, just certain things that you see in defensive front, certain pressures that you can pick up from film. So if they bring some certain pressure and, you know, you're able, you know, they bring something off the edge, you're able to block it up. And let's say your running back hits for, you know, a big run, even a touchdown. It's like the best feeling ever as an offensive line unit because, you know, at the end of the day, all the fans see is, you know, the running back scoring a 90-yard touchdown or whatever it is. But it really comes back to, you know, how we did our job, how we as a, you know, offensive line unit were able to open up that hole or open up that seam for their running back to get that, you know, that big play. So it's pretty cool to, you know, see the fans going crazy when something like that happens. So.
Very nice. Now, we've been talking X's and O's and football the entire show. Do you have any other hobbies, any other interests, or anything that just might shock us that you love to do outside of the game of football?
So right now I'm in Colorado, actually. I'm going to try to, you know, pick up some new hobbies training down here. So I know, you know, the people I'm staying with, they love, like, fly fishing. Once it gets a little you know, warmer out, which hopefully it does. We're in Colorado, so who knows what's going to happen. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Maybe we can get out and see some fly fishing. I was able to go up to check out Red Rocks this last week, which is this cool kind of spot out in Colorado, and just kind of exploring the state. So I kind of like to go out and just check out new areas, drive around, and also if I can play basketball, that's one thing I still have to do. Even though I don't want to, you know, break an ankle or something like that, I try to be careful with it, but that's something I definitely like to do as well.
Nice, nice. And that's like, and yeah, I'm a big outdoors guy. Definitely love the idea of being outside and be trails, mountain hiking, running. That's kind of my go-to. Well, listen, man, we are almost out of time. It's been a fabulous journey just kind of letting you share, you know, sharing you with us, our audience. But before we let you go, we call three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Sure. Got this.
All right. Now you mentioned basketball as a young man, and you said basketball is still something that you enjoy. Maybe now or even at an early age, there could be somebody in today's NBA game or somebody way back when you were a youngster. Who's that guy that you'd love to emulate that you wish you were when you were doing your NBA dreaming?
I'd say, so one guy I always, you know, I can't be a point guard. That would not look too good. But one guy I really look up to is Damian Lillard. I grew up as a Trailblazers fan because we lost our Sonics. So that's one guy I look up to, just him and like at the end of games and those clutch moments and how he kind of has that poised mindset. That's one guy I feel like, you know, a lot of guys look up to and want to be just because, you know, how he does everything, how he goes about every day and how he, you know, plays in every game consistently and, you know, at such a high level. I mean, who doesn't want to be like that? So that's one guy I definitely say I look up to.
Excellent. And how about this one? Where are you training right now in Colorado?
I'm at Lando Performance down in Colorado.
All right. With Lauren Land. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to throw Landau.
Yes.
I assumed it was. I assumed it was, but I didn't want to overstep it and then look foolish. But so Eric Kelly, all those guys, Lauren, fabulous crew. You're in great hands. But with that said,
yeah.
Cade, tomorrow when you arrive at the facility, you get to be the trainer. You get to put one of these coaches through the hell and the sweat and the workout. Who are you going to pick and what are you going to make them do?
Who am I going to pick? See, I've only been here for about a week and a half or 2 weeks, so I don't know if I have the right to do that yet. But, you know, I wish I could give you a good answer on that, but there's definitely, you know, some intern guys that are the same age as me who are awesome, but those are the only guys that I could really say. but, yeah, I don't know. That's a really good question.
So, you know what? I'll hit you up later. Maybe we'll have you on right before draft time, and then we'll hit you up with that question. I'm sure you'll be quick to reply. And then the final one, speaking of the draft, April, when it rolls around, you're with family and friends, waiting to hear your name called or find out where you're going to sign afterwards. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have made to celebrate this next football journey, Kate?
So my mom is the best cook, but my favorite meal when I go home is tri-tip. So my dad cooks a bunch of tri-tip, and that's probably my favorite thing. Even though my mom's the best cook, I'd have to say I'd love some tri-tip. That would be awesome. That's my go-to every time I go home.
If they were in a 7-game series and he could, your dad would make that meal and your mom would make other things, who do you think would win the 7-game series?
You know what? I need to change it up sometimes, so I need my mom for sure. I'm taking my mom every time. My dad's
well
good
said.
At cooking meat. My dad's game. Really good at cooking meat.
great stuff, man. Hey, man, continued success. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate your time tonight.
All right, thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the All-Mountain Standout, Cade Beersford, here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft as this Boise State Bronco makes his way towards that next level, a tall, athletic kid and grindy. And he mentioned it as well, and it's something I think people will take apparent notice of, is the way the Broncos' offensive line has a little bit of that tenacity to it. And if you guys know, if you listen enough, you know the O-line and guys who finish, you know, but just, you know, the play pulling left and this guy's just destroying this guy off to the right side. That's something I love. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.